Hey, welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. We're talking now today with Norwalk junior Emma Sizemore. And Emma is a swimmer for the Des Moines Lincoln Rails, her third year competing for them. She qualified for the state meet again this year in two events. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
And you qualified in the 500 freestyle as well as the 200 freestyle relay. You'll be competing at Marshalltown on Friday and Saturday. Just first of all, how excited are you to be headed back to state?
I'm really excited. Going back for the third year, it's going to be super fun, and it's always amazing to go out there and compete with a lot of the top people in the state.
What's the atmosphere like at the Marshalltown YMCA, YWCA? I know you probably swim there in the regular season as well, but when you get there for state, what's that like?
It's really awesome. They have ginormous stands there, and just seeing those packed, and there's people always cheering the whole entire time, and there's teammates and people from every school there. It's really awesome to see all the people there and supporting the great sport.
Are you one that gets nervous before big meets and big races like that, or do you handle it pretty well?
I do get a little nervous, but I've been doing this long enough. I've figured out how to handle it pretty well. And since it's my third year going back, it's mostly just excitement to be back in that atmosphere and in that place.
So we were talking before we started here. These are two very different races, the 500 freestyle, kind of the marathon of the high school swim world, and then the 200 freestyle, you'll swim a 50 leg. First of all, which leg are you of the relay?
So we're actually changing it for district. So I will be second, I think, now. And so that's pretty exciting. It's definitely very two different races and very two different events in total. Definitely different strategies going into both of them. You know, the 500, you have to really know your pace and trust your counter that they'll tell you, like, basically how fast you're going. But in that 50, you just have to get out there. It's just down and back, and you have to keep your head down, not breathe, which is really a different thing from the 500.
What do you consider your best race overall? Is the 500 your favorite race or your best race?
Yeah, I really do like the 500 out of high school races. It's definitely a marathon, definitely a long one, but I think the feeling at the end of it just beats everything. And I like kind of finding a pace and just not having to get out there and sprint right away, which is what I do in the 50, but that's okay too.
How do you kind of train for those longer races to work up that endurance, or the things that you do out of the pool to help prepare you?
Yeah, so swimming for as long as I have has definitely built up a lot of endurance, which has been really helpful. But it's really just in those practices, you know, sometimes you'll have hundreds or 50s, but making sure that you're keeping those, not always sprinting, but can focus on keeping them more of a pace. So it's definitely a marathon in training too, not just in the race.
Mm-hmm. And you were one of seven Norwalk girls to swim for Des Moines Lincoln this year. What was the season like overall? How fun was it? I know you guys had a lot of success.
Yes, the season was super fun. All of the Norwalk girls there, they definitely held me, you know, accountable. I had a great team behind me this year. I devote all of my success to them. They keep you motivated there, and they definitely make it easier to get up and go to practice every morning. I won't say it's easy, because it's definitely not getting up every morning at 5 and trying to get to Lincoln, but having a great community around me has been so helpful this year just to make everything worth it.
What were some of your individual highlights during the regular season before you got to conference and regionals and all that? Your best memories of the season?
Definitely beating our rivals Roosevelt. That was amazing. That's my third year doing this in high school, and I think it might be our seventh year in a row doing it. That used to really be a struggle for us, and I think just the amount of success our team has had this year was amazing. This year, we lost a lot of really good people last year, a lot of really vital members of our team. But I think this year we were able to kind of bounce back from that. And I saw a lot of underclassmen finding their places in the team, and that was really amazing. And all of the people we had this year were just created a super fun environment. So it was great to just have a successful team and a happy team. And it was just really successful for all of us.
Again, we're visiting with Norwalk junior Emma Sizemore on today's Lely Radio Sports Page as she gets ready to compete at the state swim meet this weekend. Who are your teammates on the 200 freestyle relay?
So our leadoff is going to be Haley Schaefer, and then myself, and then Paola Santiago from Lincoln, and then Samantha Downs from Lincoln.
Okay. Regional-wise, did you guys swim your best time at regionals? And as far as your 500 as well, was that a personal best or a season best?
Yes, so all of our races we had were season best. There was amazing time drops from everyone on the team, which is always what you hope to see at a big meet like that. And when you're suited up and in that environment, it makes it a lot more fun. There definitely was a few letdowns in the 400 free relay, not qualifying that in, but I know that our team, we did everything we could have done with everything we had, and I'm still really proud of all the success that we were able to have at that meet.
I know you qualified 24th. You're the 24th seed in the 500 freestyle. Do you have any goals as far as place at state, or is it more of a, you know, to PR again?
I would really like to PR again, and I think moving up in places is always fun and super rewarding at the end of that. being in the top 24 gets you into the circle seated group at state instead of just like the plain state, which is what the bottom eight is. And so I'm excited to be a part of that circle seated group and be with some faster people and not just the people that are in the bottom with me. So that's exciting too, to be next to faster girls. So hopefully that will motivate me to keep going.
And you were, what, 19th last year in the event?
Is that correct? Yes, I think that's where I finished.
Okay. So we'll see if you can make it into that top 20 again this year. What's going to be key for you at state? What do you feel like is going to kind of determine how well you do?
I think just getting in the right mindset before the race and trusting that I know all my teammates are going to be there behind me, which is always a really super important thing. Getting there and being calm before the race and being prepared and trusting. Sam, Samantha, she does my cards, and I always, you know, just trust in her and know that she will give me my times and check the cards and when she needs to. So just trusting and trusting my training that, you know, I've been doing this for long enough and I've had a great season. So hopefully succeeding again is all I need to do.
And I think we talked about this last year, but any other activities and sports that you're involved with here at Norwalk?
Yes, I am involved in a lot. I outside of swimming in 10 other activities, Ooh. Which is quite the deal, but I love everything I do, and Norwalk has provided me so many amazing opportunities to start different clubs, different activities, be involved in so many different things, and they are so supportive of me being in, you know, 11 activities total. They have made it so everything works out well, and it's definitely hard. You have to miss some things for others, but I'm glad that they're so supportive, and I have a great community here.
And you've got some time to think about it yet, but I know today was signing day at Norwalk. Have you thought about your future? Are you going to swim in college or do anything like that?
Yes, I have thought some about my future in swimming. I am still kind of on the fence about swimming in college or not, but it definitely, if I'm provided the opportunity, I think I would jump at it. My sister swims in college, and I've seen some great things that has done for her, and I think it'd be amazing just to continue to do this at the next level.
All right, Emma, well, thanks for joining us today, and best of luck to you at the state meet.
Yes, thank you.